USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill will be passed this week, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We will bring the bill before tomorrow for consideration.
Speaker Pelosi on ABC's This Week. The bill includes funding for roads, bridges, high-speed internet, rail and transit, drinking water upgrades, and other priorities meant to shore up the nation's infrastructure. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez telling Fox News he's not so hot on the bill.
The price of gas is going up, the price of eggs, the price of basic necessities is through the roof. At the end of the day, the spending is completely out of control. We have to stop somewhere because eventually the bill becomes due, and it's going to come due in the form of higher taxes for everyone.
The legislation was passed in the Senate last month with bipartisan support, 19 Republicans and every Democrat voting for it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas saying a significant number of Haitian illegal immigrants are being released into the United States. He told Fox News Sunday that number is somewhere between 10 and 12,000, but could be higher.
About 3,000 are actually in detention. Others are in immigration court proceedings. They are monitored by us. We impose conditions.
Last week, more than 15,000 Haitians congregated underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. The encampment has been cleared out, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reopened the border crossing in Del Rio. A shooting outside a bar near Seattle, Washington, killed at least three people, three others wounded. At least one of the surviving victims said to be in critical condition. Police say shots were fired after a dispute between two people inside a sports bar in Des Moines. They left that bar in separate vehicles after an argument and then fired shots into a parking lot. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Clemson Tigers fall out of the top 10 in college football for the first time in 97 weeks. They dropped 16 spots to the number 25 position after losing for the second time this season. Alabama remains the top team in the country, followed by Georgia and Oregon. Penn State and Oklahoma switching spots this week, Iowa remaining at number 5. Tragic news from the Padres game on Saturday at Petco Park. A mother and her son falling about six stories to their death.
It's far too early for us to have any information as to whether or not this was intentional or accidental.
San Diego police saying the 40-year-old mother and her 2-year-old child were near the dining and concession area when they fell. Walt Disney Company has filed lawsuits in Los Angeles and New York seeking to stop the heirs to Marvel Comics artists and writers from reclaiming rights to characters such as Iron Man, Thor, and Spider-Man, which their relatives helped create. The franchise has made nearly two dozen films, including some of the highest-grossing superhero movies ever, including Marvel Studios' 4 Avengers films. Disney seeking to have federal judges on both coasts rule that the Burbank-based entertainment conglomerate is the sole owner of the rights to the characters. The latest defense funding bill passed by the House of Representatives this week includes a provision that would establish a new office to investigate sightings in the sky of objects that are unable to be identified. It would require the creation of a new office no later than 180 days after the bill is enacted. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.